And back and ready for the announcement of the starting lineup for tonight's game. You're listening to the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic at West Plains Fan Bobcat Alton Comet pregame show. And here we go with the starting lineup for the Thayer Bobcats. They'll be wearing the green uniforms, the road uniforms here at Alton tonight. They'll start with Gage Fitz, the senior, at the point, along with Jordan Andrews, the all-state of Keaton Nicholson in the middle, Lane Grimes on the wing, and Aiden Burns out on top. For the Alton Comet, they'll start with the all-stater, Chandler Cisco, the senior, wearing number four. Number two, Brandon DeWolf, Christian Orr in the middle, Jacob Smith on the wing, and Ryland Steele is their point guard, the lone junior in the starting lineup for the Alton Comet. In fact, the only junior starting in this ballgame tonight. Of course, they're about to go with the four seniors and the sophomore. And we're about ready to go. Alton Comet's wearing the white, trimmed in the blue and the gold. They're getting a little encouragement from their head coach out on the floor. Three-man officiating crew for the game tonight, 8 minutes on the clock. Packed house here at the Alton High School gym, and this one is going to be a dandy. Hope you've enjoyed the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains Bobcats Comet pregame show. Alton first team to take the court. They're on a homecoming night. If you joined us late, congratulations again to Jace Reese, the homecoming queen here at the Alton High School. Stay tuned. Coming up at halftime, we'll have your Thayer P10 halftime report. Thayer Bobcats break the huddle. That'll be Keaton Nicholson, the jumping up, with Chandler Cisco. Two young men play a lot of summer ball together. In fact, these two teams kind of combined in the summer and traveled all over and played a lot of basketball. And now we are ready to go. I think they're in the school official. I think we've got some trash on the floor that we're going to have to try and get cleaned up before we get started here. And, you know, it's time to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. And they will include Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, the Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, Willow Springs Realty, Solomon Cornelius, the law office of Fred O'Neill and the 11th Ford River Travel Company, Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark, Barton Electric in Thayer, the Steak and Shake of West Plains, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, the Alton Bank, Thayer Fitness and Nutrition, and Allen Supported Living, your boosters. And apparently a fan on the far side spilled their soda and popcorn and their nachos all over the floor. So they're getting that all cleaned up. Don't want to risk anybody slipping and falling, getting in hurt in this game. Again, Thayer Bobcats ranked number one currently, 12-1 on the year, coming off of their first loss of the season last Friday night. And again, Thayer will play without Landry Pitts, who is home and sick for this one. Landry, I know you're probably listening. Hope you are feeling better and get back with the team just real soon. This will be the Bobcats' only game this week, and they'll get ready to take on Branson next Thursday in the Bolivar tournament. And here we go. Tip is up and controlled by the Thayer Bobcats. Gage Fitz will get it in the backcourt. And Alton Comet's going to be back in a zone defense as we get started. Fitz brings it into the front court. Brings it out on top to Lane Grimes. Grimes looking to the right side of the floor. Back outside now to Andrews. Back over to Gage Fitz. Surveys the inside. Nobody opens. Skip pass over to Grimes. Down on the baseline to Nicholson. Nicholson under the bucket. Reverse layup is good. Keaton Nicholson with the first 2 points of the night for the Thayer Bobcats. Good, strong move by Nicholson as he went under the rim to protect the shot blocker and got the easy two. Alton with it on the other end. Got it down to Christian Orr on the baseline, outside the three-point line. Out front to Jacob Smith and around the horn to Ryland Steele. Steele now back out to Cisco. Cisco working on Burns at the top. Oh, pass down inside to Orr. Wide open for the layup. Christian Orr, a little backdoor cut. We're tied at two here early. Both teams open up with a good offensive set. Here's Andrews for Sam, moving in the lane, keeps it back outside. And now to Burns on top of the key. Burns, one dribble, gives it up to Grimes. Grimes going to Burns. Burns thought about the pass or the shot. Instead, passes in the corner. Ball deflected out of bounds by Brandon DeWolf. Good defensive play by the Alton Comets there. Sam will inbound it down under the bucket to the right side of the glass. Gage Fitz will be the trigger man with 6:57 to go. And the first quarter just underway here from the Alton High School. They are looking inbound. Got it to Andrews in the corner. Andrews, oh, has the ball taken away by Ryland Steele. Steele off with it on the run. Got it out to DeWolf. DeWolf swings it down to Jacob Smith. Smith on the left side wing, just inside the three-point line. Keeps it back outside. Steele back to Smith on the wing. DeWolf now as he pops out from the elbow. DeWolf puts it on the floor, swings around the Steele on the left side of the floor. takes it down the corner, gives off the six, go for three. That one rattles in and out, no good. Rebound, Brandon DeWolf in traffic. Dribbles the ball one side. Now it's knocked away and stolen by Andrews. Andrews for Thayer. Behind the back of the dribble. Gives it off to Keaton Nicholson. Going down to the baseline. Kicks it out to Andrews for three. No. Rebound in the lane. Goes out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. Aiden Burns in there battling. Big Christian Orr for that rebound. And Burns knocked it out of bounds. Thayer now extending the defense out on the floor. Alton Kalmuth with it on the offensive end. Time to take a lead here early at home. Out on the left side for Cisco. Cisco, pull up, three-point jumper is up. That one's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Jacob Smith, going back up, and he's fouled. He'll go to line and shoot two. That'll be on Keaton Nicholson of the Thayer Bobcats. That'll be his first. And Jacob Smith going to go to the free throw line, and will shoot the two-shot foul for the Alton Kalmuth. Jacob, a senior. Has not scored, obviously, in the ballgame. We played 2 minutes, 5 seconds. We're tied at two. First free throw for Smith. Got a line drive that hit the bottom of the rim. Both these teams are wound pretty tight here tonight. Homecoming of the Alton, big game. They are trying to get back in the win column after losing for the first time all season last Friday night. Second free throw for Smith is good. So Alton with a 3-2 lead. Thayer with a basketball. Andrews pushes it up the right side of the floor. Gives it up to Burns out on top. He'll swing it right side to Grimes. In the wing, outside the pitch, he'll fire the three. That one's off the rim. Burns jinks down the rebound, goes to the basket, shoots it short. Aiden Burns with his first 2 points tonight, the sophomore. Gives to Thayer Bobcats the lead. Thayer coming here with a little half-court trap. And they'll drop back in the 1-3-1 zone. Alton working around the perimeter. All goes right side to Cisco, out around the wing, bounces it down low to Orr. Orr challenges Nicholson, and Nicholson with those early foul has to back off. And it'll be the first bucket of the night for Christian Orr. Actually, it's the second bucket of the night. He's got four of the five for all. Thomas with the lead. Thayer with the basketball. Baseline, Nicholson on the left side. Brings it out front. Got it back to Andrews. Andrews, quick pass down to Nicholson. Driving the baseline all the way. The bucket to the way in. Keaton Nicholson, very aggressive offensively. We get a foul call. Or don't we get a timeout call? By the Thayer Bobcats, 6-5. Thayer leads it by 1:4:58 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout. Back to Alton in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
And back here at the Alton High School, Alton Thomas, Thayer Bobcats hooked up in a good one early. We played just 2 minutes and change. And Thayer leads it by a score of 6-5. Alton with the basketball. Steele brings it in the front court, pulls up top of the key, gives it up, now gets it right back in the corner. Attacking the basket, goes inside to Jacob Smith on a nice kick. And Smith will get the lay-in. First 2 points, third field goal of the night for Jacob Smith. And Alton back on top by one. Thayer works around the perimeter, got it to Grimes. Now Andrews. Andrews right side to Gage Pitts. Bounces it to Andrews in the lane. He'll bring it back out on the dribble. Feed it around to Grimes in the corner. Down low to Nicholson. Nicholson's done hard in the bucket. Going to get fouled. It'll be a reach-in called on the Alton Comet. And Keaton Nicholson will go to the line and shoot two. Fouls will be on number four, Chandler Cisco. First on Cisco. And I just called that one on the floor before he went up for the shot. So Thayer will inbound it down on the baseline with 4:23 to go in the first quarter. Here's the inbound to Burns. Burns pulls up, 12-foot jumper, good off the inbound. Burns got his second bucket, and Thayer on top again by one. Bobcats again pick up a little half-court trap. Alton gets away from it, and now Thayer drops back in the zone defense. Alton with it on the wing. Chandler Cisco moves off the screen, slides across the top of the key. Jumping it down to DeWolf on the baseline. DeWolf back outside to Steele. Ryland with a three. Ryland Steele hits the first three-pointer of the night. Alton up two. Thayer breaks the full court pressure. Got the ball down to Burns. Outside in the corner to Grimes for an answer. That one's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound Cisco. Chandler works it up the left side of the floor. Takes it down to the corner. Trying to drive the baseline, and Andrews cuts him off. He's out front now to Smith, and Jacob's going to be fouled by Lane Grimes. Grimes trying to get there for the intercept, and going to be called for the foul. That'll be number one on Lane. Second team foul on the Thayer Bobcats. 10-8, Alton with the lead, and the basketball, 3:38 to go in the first quarter. Both teams have opened up playing really well tonight. Alton bounced the ball in the corner to Smith. Smith to Steele, now to Wolf on top of the key. Alton resetting the offense. You can hear the coaches in the background shouting instructions. Ball goes left side to Steele, out on top to Cisco. Right around the volleyball line, puts it on the floor two times. Leads over to DeWolf. DeWolf penetrates, back out to Steele. Takes the three, moves to the free throw line. Pull-up jumpers off the rim, no good. And Andrews down with the rebound and will get fouled as he tries to dribble out of the pack. Foul will be called on the Alton Comets number two. That is Brandon DeWolf. That'll be number one on DeWolf. And the second team foul on the Alton Comets. 10-8, they are down two with the basketball. 3:12 to go here in the first quarter. Gage Pitt brings in the front court, goes to Burns, free throw line, turnaround jumper, good. Aiden Burns hits the jumper. And we're tied at 10 with 3 minutes to go in the quarter. All with it. Ryland Steele works his way up the floor. Leads over Brandon DeWolf. A little motion offense here by the Alton Comets against the Bobcat zone. And they're really pulling that zone out on the floor because these Comets are deadly. Shooting the ball from the outside. All five of them on the floor right now can shoot for three. Here's a long skip pass over to Ryland Steele. Fakes the three, drives to the baseline, dumps it down inside to Orr. Hits that up and good. Nice touch by the big man, Christian Orr, to get that one to roll down. And it's Alton back up by two. Thayer with the ball. Top of the key is Andrews. Over to the left side, pulls up for a three. That one's off the front rim, no. And Orr yanks down the rebound. The Alton Comets with a chance to go up two buckets here. Ryland Steele brings the ball into the front court for Alton. Leads it out to Cisco, and now we get a whistle and a foul. Cisco traveled before he got the ball down on the floor. So Cisco going to be called for the travel as he caught the ball. A little bit late getting the dribble down, says the official. So Fair got it back with a chance to tie here with 2:13 to go in the quarter. Spits to Burns on the left side wing. Burns takes it out top. He's at Andrews. Andrews split the double team, kicks it out the pitch, steps into a three. That one rolls off the rim, no good. And Orr had inside position, got the rebound for Alton. Gives out to Jacob Smith. He races up the floor to the baseline. Double pump, couldn't get a shot. Kicks it outside. Cisco for three. Yes, sir. And there's Cisco, first bucket of the night is a three. And the Alton Comets open up a five-point lead. There, Bobcats haven't scored in a little while. Here's Burns. Working it at the top of the key. Beats it down the corner to Grimes for three. That one's good. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic. Lane Grimes hits the three. And now we get a whistle and a foul at midcourt on the Thayer Bobcats. Number 23, that is Andrews, called for a foul. First foul on Andrews as he tried to get a steal at midcourt. Alton Collins up by two with the basketball here. A minute 34 to go in the first quarter. He's been trading blows out here. Cisco with it off the inbound for Alton on the left side wing. Goes down to the baseline to steal. Long, fast cross court. That one is going to be a safe from out of bounds. Stolen by Andrews. Thayer with a 4-on-2. Andrews going to the basket and is off his leg and out of bounds. The shot got blocked and then went off his hip and out of bounds. I know Andrews was looking for the contact and a foul there. No call. And here's substitution for Alton. Christian Orr checks out of the game. Number 30, that is Corey Miller. Big junior will check in for the Alton Comets. Minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Alton up two at basketball. Cisco gives it up to DeWolf down the corner to Miller. Miller back out to DeWolf. That ball almost stolen by Gage Pitt. Knocks it out of bounds. Big crowd enjoying a good first quarter here on homecoming night in Alton 2022. Comets will inbound the ball after it was knocked out of bounds. Bring it into the backcourt for Steele. Ryland takes it back into the front court. Now goes to a pass to Smith at the free throw line. Spins in the lane, kicks it back out to Cisco for three more. Yes! Chandler Cisco, his second three-pointer of the quarter. And it's a six-point lead, 18-13 for all. Here's a Burns for three out of the corner for Thayer. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. And it's going to be off the hands of the Thayer. Rob Gutt's going to be off the hands of the Alton Comets. Thayer might have got a break there. I thought that ball was off of Andrews. The official says no, off the white. So Thayer's going to get it back. 42 seconds to go in the first quarter. Thayer down by five with the basketball. Gage Pitts out on top. Brings it over to Grimes. Grimes now to Burns on the right side wing. Burns back over to Grimes. Now left side for Gage Pitts. Pitts works it back to Andrews on top. Andrews bounces it over to Grimes with 22 seconds to go in the quarter. Grimes holds it against the defense, goes to Pitts, elevates in the lane, pull-up jumper, good! Gage Pitts with his first 2 points of the ball game. And now a steal by Burns on the inbound, and they put it up and in. Burns with a great play, stole the inbound pass, it's short. Alton down the other way, Jacob Smith with a shot, no good. Rebound, Nicholson, we're going to get a whistle and a foul in the backcourt. It's going to be on Brandon DeWolf. So Alton missed the shot. And then Brandon DeWolf going to be called for the, got somebody on the arm as they came out of the pack. 8 tenths of a second to go in the first quarter. Bob Gesselin found the ball, Burns with a shot at the buzzer. Ooh, just off the rim, no good. And that's the end of our first quarter. Our score, 18-17. Alton Thomas lead it by one over the Thayer Bobcats. We'll be back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
All right, here we go. Second quarter underway. Alton Thomas opened the quarter with a basketball and a one-point lead over the Thayer Bobcats, 18-17. Thomas in the half-court game here at San Francisco. Will shake and bake out on top. He's in his last 2 3-point attempts. He gives up to DeWolf. Down the corner to Ryland Steele. Steele dumps it down to Christian Orr. It's got it blocked by Burns. And Burns comes down with a loose ball. Big sophomore playing super tonight. Did not have a good ball game last Friday after an illness. And he is back tonight. There, Bobcats with the ball, chance to take the lead. Gage Pitts, pull-up jumper in the lane, no good. Rebound volleyed up and around and is controlled by Alton. But the Comets or the Bobcats steal the outlet pass. Andrews in the lane, pull-up jumper's good. And the Thayer Bobcats are on top by one, 19-18. Alton bring it the other way. That was a good rebound by Christian Orr, but his long pass up to the middle of the floor was intercepted by Andrews, who hit the short jump. Alton with the ball now. Corey Miller in the game. In there in place of Jacob Smith. Here's Cisco going to fire a long three. It's good again. Cisco has hit his last three in a row from downtown. And Alton back up 21-19. Here come the Thayer Bobcats with the ball. They got it on the right side to Burns. Burns outside to Gage Smith. Now Nicholson out around the three-point line. Got the pitch cutting in the lane. Pull up jumper. Good for about 10 feet. Gage Pitts got inside that zone defense. Hits the short jumper, and we're tied at 21 with 6:31 to go in the first half. All with the basketball again. Cisco way outside, moving off the screen on the right side. Still out around the three-point line. Now pulls up, thought about the three, gives it to Corey Miller. Miller penetrates towards the lane, bounces it down to Orr in the low block. Orr didn't get a shot. Now working against Keaton Nicholson. Little fadeaway jumper is no good. And a rebound coming out long. It's going to be tipped and picked up by Orr for Alton. Gives it over on the far side. Three-point shot by Cisco. No good. The Thayer Bobcats down the rebound. Thayer with a chance to retake the lead here. Pitch for three. Top of the key. That one is no good. This wooden quiet drop. That one set up on the rim for a second and then fell off the side. Alton the other way with the rebound. Cisco pull-up jumper. Baseline from 18 is no good. And the rebound to Thayer. Bobcats running the floor. Pitch bounces up to Andrews. Squares up a three. That one's off the back of the rim. No good. And a rebound controlled by Alton. And we get a timeout by the Comets. Both teams get a little ragtag here in the last minute or so. We're down to 5:35 to play in the first half. We're tied at 21. Thayer and Alton. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What?
No way, dude.
Like that flat screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
And back after the timeout, we're tied at 21 here at the Alton High School. Thayer and Alton, 21-21 is our tie score. 5:35 to go. We got a little bit of a disturbance in the crowd. And don't know what that's all about, but they're holding up play here just a little bit. And we want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Alton boosters helping to bring you the ball game tonight, including McClary Funeral Home, the Bolts in Thayer and Mammoth Springs, Simpson's True Value in Alton, Farm Bureau Insurance, Matt Barton in Alton, Paintmaster's Collision Repair, along with Alton Bank, the Fuel Express, and Alton Quick Connection, Alton Auto Parts, Monty's Outdoors, Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, just some of the folks helping to bring you the ball game tonight here on K-Country 95. We've got some kind of disturbance on the far side. Somebody complaining about something going on over in the bleachers. I don't know, but anyway, we won't worry about that too much. And get ready to resume play. Alton Comets and Thayer Bobcats tied at 21 with 5:35 to go here in the first half. Alton is led by as many as five. Thayer's led by as many as one. Been a back-and-forth battle, and both teams are playing well. I don't think anybody complained about anything. Both teams are playing well here tonight in this one. Maybe a little bit tight to start. Both teams shooting the ball pretty good. Leading scorer in the game so far, Chandler Cisco. Chandler's hit three threes. He's got nine. Aiden Burns has scored eight to lead Lace the Thayer Bobcats. And we're back underway. Alton with basketball, chance to break the tie. Got it to Cisco. Cisco dribble drive down to the wing. Picks up the dribble, gives it to DeWolf. DeWolf will jump pass out to Steele. Steele out on top. They are really playing well defensively here. I kind of tip the ball inside. They just continue to work it around the perimeter. Now Cisco looking to pull up for a three. Now dumps it off inside to Jacob Smith. He fakes. Still got it. Goes up with a shot. Blocked by Grimes. Loose ball goes to Steele. Out to Cisco. Steps into a three. That one's off the back iron. No good. And a rebound taken by Aiden Burns. And the Thayer Bobcats have got it back. Under 5 minutes to go in the half. Chance to take a lead. Got it up the floor in a hurry. Andrews floating into the lane. Got it to Grimes. Floating down the baseline. And he scores. Lane Grimes hangs in the air. Five for Grimey tonight. How about that, Uncle Lindy? Lano getting it done here in the Thayer Bobcats. Lead it by two. Alton Collins with basketball in the right corner. Chandler Cisco brings it outside to Jacob Smith. Smith on the right side to Cisco. Cisco over to Steele. Now baseline to Jacob Smith. Going hard to the bucket. He gets go up to the shot. It's good. That's a nice play by Jacob Smith. His second field goal of the game. He's got five. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Tied again at 23. Grimes with it on the right side. Got out to Nicholson. 15-footer on the baseline. Good. Nicholson feeling it tonight. He's got six early. And the Thayer Bobcats back on top by two. 25-23. 4 minutes to go on the half. Alton Chandler Cisco moving off the screen. The top of the kick. Feeds the ball on the wing to DeWolf. DeWolf. I don't even think Brandon's attempted a shot so far tonight. He gives it up to Cisco again. Cisco looking in the middle. Got it to Jacob Smith. He'll back it outside the lane. Give it back out to Cisco. Top of the key. Over to Steele on the left side wing. Oh, a lot of motion in this offense. Gets this Thayer Bobcat zone here to get to DeWolf. Long three shot is no good. Rebound off of the Comets. No good Cisco. Rebound tipped up and around. Jacob Smith has got it. And then he gets fouled by Gage Fitz to try to poke it away from the backside. Gage Fitz called the foul. Will be his first of the night. That is team foul number four on the Thayer Bobcats. Alton will inbound it to the right side of the glass. Rylan Steele brings it way out front to DeWolf. DeWolf down the left side of the lane, hangs in the air, shoots off the glass, no good. And we get a rebound taken by Alton. Shot is up, blocked by Nicholson. And now Nicholson down, rebound. Bobcats coming on the clock. Andrews attacks the basket. Shot no good. And a rebound taken by Chandler Cisco. Andrews, again, trying to draw the contact. No foul call. Chandler Cisco down the other end, pull-up jumper, baseline, good off the break. Cisco now in double figures with 11. And we're tied at 25 again. Thayer Bobcats with it out top. Gage Fitz working against Cisco. Alton back in the zone. Ball goes to the right side. Oh, intended for Andrews. And Gage Fitz just threw it over his head and out of bounds. threw that one up into the stand. And it'll be Alton County basketball with a tie score, 25-all, 2:51 to play in this first half. Alton with it. All these teams are playing hard here at the Alton High School tonight. It's a big game. Battle for bragging rights in Oregon County on the line. Jacob Smith with it for Alton on the left side wing. Looking to move it to the basket. Pulls it up. Shuffles it down inside to Orr. A little fadeaway jumper. That one's off the rim. No good. Gage fits for the rebound. Gage off on the run. Pulls up the wing. Now takes it to the baseline. Going all the way to bucket. Gets hammered. He'll go wide and shoot two. Cisco and Orr were both there. And fouls on number four. That is Chandler Cisco. And that'll be number two on Chandler. Alton looking to make a substitution here. Gage Pitts will go to the line and shoot two. A Thayer Bobcat senior. First one is on the way. It is off the front of the rim. No good. Gage Pitts, normally a very good free throw shooter, misses that one. A couple of substitutions here for Alton. Christian Orr and Ryland Steele come out of the game. Marcus Cockrum and Landon Huckabee will check in. Second free throw here for Gage Pitts. This one is up, and it's good. So Pitts now with 5 points in the ballgame. Makes it 26-25. Thayer back on top by one with 2:20 to go in the first half. Alton will bring it up the floor. Bring it on the right side to Brandon DeWolf. DeWolf hands it to Jacob Smith. Right side now to Huckabee. Huckabee looking to bounce it inside. Nobody open there. Outside to Cockrum. Cockrum off to Jacob Smith. Going to the bucket. Shot no good. Rebound tipped up and in. I don't know who they'll credit that basket to, but I think it was tipped in by Burns for Thayer. Who are they giving it to? Giving it to Jacob Smith. We'll give it to Jacob Smith. He was the closest one to it. Thayer with the basketball now. Down by one. Got in the corner to Keaton Nicholson. His little running one-hander. No good. And Huckabee down the rebound for the Alton Comets. And almost. I gave it to Jacob. They were both there. Here's a shot out of the corner by Cisco. No good. The rebound Thayer. They go up top to Nicholson behind the defense for the lay-in. Beautiful feed from Gage Pitts to Keaton Nicholson, who got behind the defense, laid it up and in. If he would have caught that a step sooner, we'd have our first dunk of the night. We got about six players on the court right now capable of a dunk at any time. I'm just waiting for one because this place will absolutely explode. All the comments with basketball on the offensive end. Thayer with a one-point lead, 28-27. Landon Huckabee with it. Looking to give it out to Smith. Just tied up by the defense and gives it over to Brandon DeWolf. DeWolf out on top. We're under a minute to go in the first half. He'll give the ball to Cisco. Cisco working on the right side of the floor. A little crossover dribble. Couldn't shake the defense. He'll back it outside. Looks like Alton here going to go for the final shot of the first half. Marcus Cockrum with it. Gives it on the right side. Back out to Cisco now with 38 seconds. Back to Jacob Smith with 35 seconds to play. Smith will give it to DeWolf. Ooh, DeWolf almost in the backcourt. Well, very close. DeWolf handles it now, just dribbles at midcourt with 25 seconds to go. Gives us time to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcats supporters. Tonight, including Monty's Outdoors of West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer, and the Baxter Regional Health System's Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Springs. Thomas gives the ball to Cockrum. Handles it out front, 9 seconds to go. Cockrum gets spun by the defense, gives that to Huckabee. Huckabee now with four. Alton may not get a shot here. Huckabee throws one up. It's no good. That's the end of the first half. 28-27. Thayer Bobcats lead the Alton Comets by one at the intermission. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with your Pizza Inn of Thayer halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
If the referee makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when selling your property. Listings are scarce and buyers are ready. It's never been a better time to list. Call me, Denise Cunningham, your realtor at Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We're proud to sponsor the St. Jude Radiothon again this year. Now, through February 5th, we will donate $50 per vehicle sold at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Find new roads and stop by and help us donate to a wonderful cause.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When you list your home with a REMAX agent, you get a pro ready to help every step of the way. And to jam a bunch of those ways into this radio ad, we enlisted the help of one of those fine print speed readers from TV.
REMAX agents can assemble a team of experts with a specific set of skills, kind of like an ensemble heist movie, but for selling a house. Staging, fixing, inspecting, the whole 10 yards. Oh, they might know some landscapers too.
And that's just a few of the ways a REMAX agent helps you every step of the way. Visit REMAX.com or download the REMAX app to find your agent.
Each office independently owned and operated.
Back here at the old high school, it's homecoming 2022. This is actually supposed to have been a couple of weeks ago. I thought the game got canceled because of the weather, and they rescheduled it. And I was talking to Joby Steele. He said, you know, we're looking at the rescheduling the game, and it was like this was really the only night we had available. It was already going to be a big night with the Thayer Bobcats in town, and Hope Fulton and Thayer really good basketball teams, and you knew it was going to be a packed house. So, and the homecoming is just added to the activities here tonight, and the Alton cheerleaders did a little routine out for the folks here that have gathered for homecoming 2022. And our halftime score, 28-27. Thayer Bobcats with a one-point lead. Thayer trailed by one at the end of the first quarter, 18-17, and then outscored Alton by 11-9 in the second quarter to take the one-point lead here at the half. And from my perspective, and I think the folks out in the ground watching, it's been a very entertaining game. Both teams have played really well here in the first half. Neither team getting any serious foul trouble. We haven't had a whole lot of rough play, which sometimes you see in these big rivalry games. But so far tonight, that has kind of stayed away, and I think the officials have done a good job of keeping that at bay. And as a result, we're just seeing some really good basketball by some really good basketball teams here at the Alton High School gym. All right, it's halftime. You're listening to the Thayer PCN Halftime Report. Again, Thayer leads it by one, 28-27. We'll be back with your halftime stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have high-dose flu shots in stock for seniors 65 and older. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And we're back after the timeout. You're watching, you're listening to the Thayer PCN Halftime Report. Thayer Bobcats lead the Alton Comets by one. Alton, actually the first team to make it back out on the court here for their halftime warm-up. And the Thayer Bobcats, I'm sure, will be coming out momentarily. Let's take a look at our first half stats. First up for the Thayer Bobcats, visitors on the scoreboard. They scored 17 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second. And leading the way scoring for the Thayer Bobcats, we have 8 points apiece for Keaton Nicholson and for Aiden Burns. 2 for Jordan Andrews. That's right. The All-Stater with only 2 in the first half for the Thayer Bobcats. 5 for Gage Fitz and 5 for Lane Grimes. Lane hit the only made three-pointer in the first half for the Thayer Bobcats. For the Alton Comets, they're led by their All-Stater, Chandler Cisco. He's got 11. 6 for Christian Orr. 7 for Jacob Smith. And a 3 for Ryland Steele. Again, that should add up to 27. Thayer Bobcats, they got 28. We got a one-point game at the intermission. And this second half, folks, should be a dandy. Alton coming in tonight, 11-4. Thayer, 12-1. And I think the big question was, how would the Thayer Bobcats respond after losing for the first time this season last Friday night? And they responded pretty well. And they also, the question was, how would they respond without one of their seniors, Landry Pitts, who is the home six tonight. And look at this. Somebody just won a free pizza. They do a little shootout here, and this young man just made a three-pointer from the top of the key and wins the free pizza. That's pretty cool. Can I have a shot to win a pizza? I could use a pizza. All right, again, our halftime score. They're having fun here at the Alton High School gym. They always do. And somebody, as a matter of fact, has two people in a row that have won free pizzas during the halftime shootout. All right, it's, again, halftime, 28-27. Thayer leads it by one. And they want to remind you, got more basketball coming up on Thursday and Friday. We'll be over at the Thayer Winter Classic following the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Now, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears were playing in the Winter Classic, but they had to drop out due to COVID. As a matter of fact, the Mammoth Spring Boys also dropped out of the Liberty Tournament. And then earlier today, a couple of other teams have dropped out, and the Liberty Tournament has been canceled. But as of, when I was there at the Thayer High School about 4:30 this afternoon, the plan was that they are going to continue with the Thayer Winter Classic. Now, that may have changed since then. But Thayer Winter Classic, games going on there tonight. There'll be more games on Thursday and Friday, and we'll have live coverage of the Thayer Lady Bobcats as they take the court Thursday and Friday nights there at the Thayer Winter Classic. Right, again, 28-27 last score. Thayer leads Alton by one at the intermission. You're listening to the Thayer BCN Halftime Report. We'll be back with more in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Sarah Wheeler, loan officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has the loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
The Alton Quick Connection is a great place to go when you want some good food fast. Come in and check out their daily breakfast and lunch specials. Now serving American farm-raised catfish every day. Every Thursday from 11 to 8, three-piece catfish dinner, $10.99. Five-piece, $13.49. They also have upgraded with larger machines at the laundromat. For your convenience, remember, 24-hour pay at the pump available. For fast, friendly service and great food, stop by the Quick Connection in Alton.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
And we're back here at the Alton High School. It's halftime, and both teams are now back out on the court, taking their halftime warm-ups. And I think if you got both these coaches, Matt Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats and Coach Jared Kelly for the Alton Comets, if you asked them individually, hey, Matt, how would you feel just down by one at halftime and your All-Stater Jordan Andrews has only scored 2 points? He'd say, I feel real good about our chances. And if you ask Coach Jared Kelly of the Alton Comets, hey, you're only down one at half, and Brandon DeWolf has not scored in the game. He'd say, I feel pretty good about our chances. I think both teams are actually played very well defensively tonight. But, yeah, I think we're fixing to see a good second half. And, you know, been saying it for 42 years. Looks like we got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here at the Alton High School tonight. A slobber knocker in the second half, if you will. We're going to take another break. You're listening to the Thayer Beats In Halftime Report. Thayer Bobcats lead the Alton Comets 28-27 at the half. Our second half coming up in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis. When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzain.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
I hope you enjoyed our Pizza Inn halftime report. And we are back ready to go here at the Alton High School Gym in 28-27. Thayer with a 1-point lead. Bobcats will open the second half with the basketball. Both teams are back to their starters on the court. Thayer Bobcats working around to the right side. Got it to Andrews. Andrews over to Gage Pitt. Give the Bobcats bounce it inside. They do to Nicholson. Nicholson in the lane. Going to have to hurry and get out of there. And he does. Got it back out to Pitt. Thayer will reset the offense. They go to Andrews, stop the key, move it off the screen, looking to penetrate, and he's going to get fouled, and that's going to be on Brandon DeWolf, and that's going to be number three on DeWolf. DeWolf tried to get there to draw the contact, and he did, but he got there late. Third foul on Brandon DeWolf, and the Thayer Bobcats will inbound the basketball, non-shooting foul. Got it into Gage Pitt. Gage swings it down the left corner for Burns, who had a good first half. Burns driving the baseline, pull-up jumper is up and no good. The rebound yanked off the rim by Jacob Smith. Both these teams like to play up around the rim, and they have been doing that here tonight. Alton with the ball now with a chance to retake the lead. Got it on top to Smith over to Sisko. Sisko works to the top of the key. Got it out to DeWolf. Brandon slides, passes one in the lane for Smith. A little fadeaway jumper. Step off the front rim, no good. Rebound taken by Burns. And here comes the Thayer Bobcats. Burns on the dribble drive up the floor. Into the lane. Keeps it out to Andrews for three. Bingo! George Andrews hit the three. Brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedics. And the Thayer Bobcats with a 4-point lead. Their biggest lead of the game. They have been down by as many as 5. And this is their biggest lead at 4 in the ballgame so far. Alton with it. Top of the key is DeWolf. Bounces it inside to Jacob Smith. He's going to get fouled on the floor before the shot. It's going to be on Gage Pitts, and that's going to be number 2 on Gage. Gage Pitts called for the foul. And that was a nice play right there. That was a nice pass. Smith was going to shoot a layup, but Pitts didn't foul it, and Gage did. And here's the inbound play for almost stolen by Grimes. Ball comes out to Ryland Steele, top of the key. Moves off the screen, feeds it on the right side to Sisko. Sisko backs it out, back over to Steele on the right side near the half the sideline. Steele will take it back out on top. Alton go four and across, and here's almost a steal by Andrews. Ball's going to go off his hands out of bounds. Who if Andrews would have stolen that ball, that would have been our first dunk of the line. Chandler Sisko will inbound the basketball. Got it to DeWolf. Over to Steele. 6:25 to go in the game, or in the third quarter. Alton with the ball, being very patient here. DeWolf with it out on top. Is it on the left side wing to Sisko? Sisko moves off the screen, feeds over to Jacob Smith, now down in the corner. Three-point ball by Ryland is up and no good. Steele missed it, and rebound is off the hands of Christian Orr and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Orr couldn't believe it that he didn't touch it. And there was a big battle up there and about 6 hands up there trying to get that ball. Sometimes kind of hard to see whose hands it actually does go off of. So Thayer with the ball back and a 4-point lead here, 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Got it to Burns. Burns will swing it over to Grimes on the left side wing. Out to Andrews. Andrews penetrates in the lane, ducks under the defense, shoots, no good. And a rebound taken by Jacob Smith for the Alton Comets. Andrew got the shot he wanted, just couldn't quite get it to go down. Here's Cisco for Alton, fake the three, moves to the baseline, pull-up jumper from behind the backboard is good. Chandler Cisco, first 2 points of the second half. He's got 13 in the game. Alton back to within two. Fair with it. Andrews to Burns on the right side. Burns driving the baseline. Jump stop in the lane. Shot is blocked by Christian Orr. Long rebound. He'll be taken by Cisco. He drives for the jam and he scores. Chandler Cisco with the dunk. And they're tied at 31. 5:13 to go. Fair with it. Burns out on top. Feeds over to Gage. Fitz. Three-pointer out of the corner is no good. Rebound volleyed up and around and controlled by the Alton Comets. Ryland Field jumps on that ball. Alton with a chance to retake the lead. They go on inside to Orr. Ball stolen by Pitt. Pitt races up the left sideline. Looking to go. Cute little running one-hander. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound Nicholson back up. Couldn't finish. And Christian Orr down. Rebound for Alton. He gives it out to Cisco. Cisco working up the floor, spin move, baseline jumper, no, and a rebound. He'll be taken by the Thayer Bobcat. Boy, Brandon Dwolf, lucky he didn't pick up his fourth foul right there. He was over the back of Jordan Andrews, and Andrews finally outfought him for the ball. We're tied at 31 with 4:22 to go in the third quarter. Thayer with the basketball. Alton on a 4-0 run here, including a dunk by Chandler Cisco. They are working around the perimeter. Got it to Andrews. Andrews pulls up. 10-footer. Sure. Andrews starting to heat up. He's got 7 now. 5 in the quarter. And it's Thayer back up by 2 with 4 minutes to go in the third. Corey Miller getting ready to check back in the game for the Alton Comets when we get a break. Get Wolf with it now for the Alton Comets. Top of the key. Lings it over to Cisco on the wing. Chandler takes it around to the right side of the floor, hands it to Jacob Smith, back over to Steele. Now down the left side to DeWolf. DeWolf driving the baseline, lost the handle, but the ball goes to Cisco in the other corner. DeWolf to Orr, shot no good, rebound Thayer. Here come the Bobcats on the break. Gage Pitt gets to the trailer, that is Andrews, in the lane, back outside to Nicholson. Now to Grimes in the corner for three! Grimey with his second three-pointer of the night, brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedics. It went out of the right corner earlier. That one out of the left corner. And Thayer on top now by 5 with 3:13 to go. Alton with it. Left side to Jacob Smith. Smith down to Ryland Steele in the corner. Back out to Smith on the wing, around the horn to Cisco. Cisco moves off the screen. Gets to the free throw line. A little wraparound pass goes to Orr down the low block. And he is going to be called for an offensive foul. Yeah, absolutely. Gage Pitts was right behind him. Christian Orr lowered that shoulder and backed right over him. Christian Orr called the foul, will be his first of the night. And we're going to get a timeout called by the Alton Comets. 2:56 to play in the third. Thayer Bobcats lead it now by 5. We'll be back to the Alton High School gym in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Well, Fair Bobcats just got a huge three out of the corner by Lane Grimes to put him up by 5 here with 2:56 to go in the third quarter. I want to welcome you along the broadcast. What a game we're seeing here at the Alton High School. Packed house, people standing around the edges, and a great basketball game, too. Really good basketball teams. Both are state ranked, and they're playing like it tonight, folks. They're slugging it out here at the Alton High School gym. Fair Bobcats with the ball, chance to go up 6 with a bucket. Got it down on the baseline. For Nicholson. Nicholson's pass out front is going to be kicked by Cisco and hits the official right upside the head. Thayer will inbound it on the far side. Nicholson trying to bounce it out to a Gage Pitt and the ball got kicked. Thayer with it off the inbound, got it to Andrews. Three pointer, top of the key. Rattles in and out, no good. The rebound off the hands of the Alton Comets out of bounds. Christian Orr got one hand on it, couldn't corral it with the other. So with 2:38 to play in the third quarter, Thayer got the ball back up by 5. Gage Pitts will trigger it in. Looking in the lane, nobody open. And going to have to bring up. Finally does get it in to Grimes. Grimes at the three-point line passes it in the lane for Andrews. Andrews elevates for the shot, now passes it back out to Burns. Burns around to Grimes in the corner. The give and go to Grimes, hangs in the air, shoots no good. Rebound, ball it up and around, and Chandler Crisco's got it for all. Here comes McCullough. Chance to get back within three here with a bucket. But somebody hits one from downtown, make it a two-point game. 2:16 to go in the period. Alton working it around the perimeter. On the left side, Steele out on top now to Crisco. Back over to Jacob Smith. Smith going down to the baseline, got free for a shot, no, or down the rebound, couldn't follow, but he is fouled on the play, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. Fouls on Lane Grimes, and that'll be number two on Grimes. So Grimes with two, Pitts with two, Andrews and Nicholson each with one. Burns with none for the Thayer Bobcats. And Christian Orr to the free throw line. Christian has not scored since the first quarter. And he hits the free throw here, giving 7 points in the game. Makes it a four-point game with 2:04 to go in the third. Folks, this fourth quarter is going to be a dandy. Second free throw for Orr is up and no good, and Lane Grimes comes down with rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. So 2 minutes to go in the third, Thayer with a four-point lead and the ball. Out it's Grimes down on the left side wing, kicked it out on top to Burns, to sophomore. Underhand pass, got it to Andrews. Andrews penetrates in lane, back out to Pitts for three. That one's off the front rim, no good. Rebound is volleyed and goes all the way out of bounds on the sideline. All these teams are fighting after every ball coming off the rim. And that's what you want. Good high school basketball game. Here come the Alton Comets, down by four. Minute 42 to go in the third. Steele gets up to Jacob Smith. Smith bounces it down to Orr. Out to Ryland. Steele for three. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound comes out long, and Grimes has got it for Thayer. He got it to Pitts. Pitts over to Andrews. Andrews, a little shake and bake, kicks it back out to Grimes. Bounces it down baseline to Nicholson. He drives for the layup. Nicholson got free for the layup. First, Bobcat in double figures, Keaton Nicholson. And Thayer back up by six with a minute 14 to go in the third quarter. Alton with it on the far side. Jacob Smith holds it out top. Ryland Steele tried to get a backdoor step, couldn't get open. Now they give it over on the right side to Crisco. Crisco got it down inside for Orr. Orr shaking and baking, puts up a jumper, no good. Rebound taken by Gage Pitts. That saved it from out of bounds to Lane Grimes. Right back to Gage and Bobcats. Going to hold here for the final shot of the quarter with a six-point lead. Count of 44 seconds to go. Gives us time to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters again, including Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer, Barton Electric in Thayer, Thayer Fitness and Nutrition, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center, and the Thayer Walmart. Down to 25 seconds to go in the third. Thayer with the ball, six-point lead. Gage Pitts just handling it out near midcourt. They will start the offense here with about 9 seconds to go. You know, we have student sections that have not sat down this entire game. Out there, gets it in the hands of Andrews. Over to Grimes on the left side. Out to Gage, Pitts on top. Penetrate. Pull up jumper in the lane. Off the back iron, no good. Pitts with a tip in. It wouldn't go down. And that's the end of our third quarter. Our score, 38-32. Thayer Bobcats lead the Alton Comets. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hear the old vendors bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters collision repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Laura McIntyre, Real Estate and Consumer Loan Officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has the loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and the branch Bank of Birch Street, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
And we're back at the Alton High School Gym. Well, they've been having a good time here tonight. They were throwing T-shirts or something in the crowd. I tried to catch one and missed it. And we are back underway. Fourth quarter. Thayer Bobcats lead the Alton Comets 38-32. They are outscoring Alton 10-5 in that third quarter. Here we go in the fourth. Alton with the basketball. Got it over to Brandon DeWolf. The Wolf still has not scored in this game for all. And Brandon looks like maybe he's not feeling well. And I don't know if he's has he been out for a little bit. He has not scored. Alton working on the perimeter. Got the ball to Cisco. Cisco elbow line jumper is blocked. He gets it back in the corner. Cisco double team down there. Got it out to Christian Orr at the top of the key. Christian, one dribble. Feeds it down to DeWolf. DeWolf in traffic. Shot is blocked by Keaton Nicholson. And here comes the fair Bobcats and a foul at midcourt. Gage Pitt going up the middle of the floor. It's going to be fouled by Jacob Smith. That'll be number one on Jacob. Just the 13th foul on the Alton Comets here in the second half. Fair's only committed two. 7:20 to go. Fair with a 6-point lead and the basketball. Aiden Burns triggers it in for Gage Pitt. Bobcats will take their time here. Pitt will swing it over to Burns. Burns hangs it around. And to the top of the key for Lane Grimes. Here goes Andrews. Andrews attacks the basket all the way to the rim, and he scores. Jordan Andrews with 9. He has scored 7 in the second half after a slow start to the game. Alton now down by 8 with the basketball. Chandler Cisco hadn't scored in a while. Chandler needs a bucket, and he's going to get one. Gets to the elbow. He's back outside for Steele. Now over to Jacob Smith in the corner. Smith back out to Cisco. Elevates for the long three. That one is in and out. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. Taken by Burns. Burns got it up to Grimes. Grimes over on the other side to Nicholson for the lay-in. And Bobcats running the floor. Taking a 10-point lead. Has a beautiful fast break. And the Alton Comets want a timeout. 42-32. Fair by 10. We'll be back to Alton in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Okay, Bobcats open up the fourth quarter with a 4-0 run. That was a beautiful fast break they just ran. And they take a 10-point lead now, 42-32. As we resume play, Ryland Steele with it for Alton, brings it into the front court, gives over to Brandon DeWolf. DeWolf swings it around, ends up in the hands of Cisco on the left side wing. Wrap around pass to Smith, now to Ryland Steele on the right side. Bobcats being very aggressive defensively here, not allowing Alton to get the perimeter shots and not allowing them to get the ball down in the lane. Here's Cisco again, working on the right side. Lane Grimes pops out on him. Cisco looking for a little isolation. Nope, gave it up to Smith. Smith got it down low to DeWolf. DeWolf, little jump pass. Oh, we're going to get a foul call. Down in the corner, DeWolf went up for the jump pass, and the Fair Bobcats got him. Number 3 calls the foul. That is Gage Pitt. That'll be foul number 3 on Gage. Alton Comets will inbound it. That's the 13th foul on the Fair Bobcats here in the second half. And the Alton Comets will trigger it in. They stack it up on the right side of the lane. Nobody open on the inside. They get it outside to Orr. Christian back out top to Jacob Smith. Jacob calls for his point guard. Got the Ryland Steele. Over to DeWolf. Now to Cisco. Cisco down the left side to Smith for 3. That one's off the front rim. No good. And rebound taken by Thayer. Bobcats on the 3-on-1. Got it down to Burns. Burns pulls up. And a right idea to back that one back out and run the offense. There, Bobcats with 5.5 minutes to go with a 10-point lead in the ball. Here's Andrews, got it inside to Gage Pitt for the way in. Gage Pitt now with 7. And Alton coming the other way, down by 12. That's a beautiful feed from Jordan Andrews to Gage Pitt coming down the baseline. Alton with it on the outside. That is DeWolf. DeWolf to the top of the key on the dribble drive. Gives it up, hits it right back, trying to dump it inside to Orr. The ball goes off his hands and out of bounds. Everybody saying Bobcat ball. Defense got there and bothered it. And Orr couldn't hang on. So Thayer gets the ball back. Alton here with a little full court pressure. Running the 2-2-1 zone. Thayer inbounds the ball to Pitts. Now to Aiden Burns. He'll bring it up near midcourt. They try to double team him. He just dribbles around it. Got it down to Nicholson on the baseline. Nicholson attacks the basket and score. That's what you do. Nicholson now with 14 to lead the Thayer Bobcats. And the big senior has had a heck of a night tonight. Alt working the ball around the perimeter with 4:48 to go. Here's Chandler Sisco driving down the right side lane. Hangs in the air. Double pump. Shoots no good, but he's fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on number 35, Keaton Nicholson for the Thayer Bobcats. Foul number two on Nicholson. So Grimes with two, Nicholson with two, Jordan Andrews with one, and Gage Pitts with three, and I'm talking about fouls. Fourth team foul in the second half on the Thayer Bobcats. First free throw for Chandler Sisco is good. Sisco with 16 now in the ballgame. Seven apiece for Orr and Smith. Second one for Sisco. Good. 17 on the line for the senior. They are now looking inbound against the full court pressure. Got the ball into Andrews. Now to Gage Pitts. Pulls up his dribble in the backcourt. Gave it up. Now gets it right back. Into the front court with 4.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Thayer with a lead, 46-34. Here's Andrews in the lane, jump stop. Takes it back outside. Got it to Burns. Burns crossover dribble goes around the defense. Yo-yo shot, no good. Gets his own rebound and puts it back up and in. Burns in double figures now with 10. Here comes Alt. Chandler Sisco to the elbow. Loses the dribble, gets it to a cutter in the lane. That is Jacob Smith trying to go into the lane, and the ball is off his foot out of bounds. Jacob Smith dribbled it off his toe. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Thayer up by 14, 48-34. Bobcats inbound to Grimes. Grimes to Burns. They're trying to break the full court press, and they do with six. They'll give it cross court to Andrews. Long 3-point shot. It's good! Andrews from way downtown. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedics. Andrews now with 12, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it by 17. Alt out front. Give it down in the right corner to Sisco. Elevation for the 15-footer. That's off the rim. No good. Long rebound comes out to Ryland Steele. He dribbles all the way around under the bucket and is going to get fouled as he got down under the paint. Foul's going to be on Gage Pitts. That'll be number three or number four on Gage. Gage calls for his fourth foul with 3:36 to play. Alton on the inbound. They'll bring it out front to DeWolf. DeWolf has it poked away. Gathers it back in. He's going to the basket. Dumps it off the Orr for the way in. Orr now with nine. Makes it a 15-point lead. Thayer with the ball. They break the full court pressure with 3:22 to go. Gage Pitts in the lane. Kicks it outside and down in the corner to Nicholson. Nicholson. Skip pass out to Burns on top of the key. Back to Andrews. Andrews got it to Nicholson. He goes up and couldn't get the shot to drop. Sisco rebounds it for Alt. Coming the other way, all the way. The bucket hangs in the air. No. Gets his own rebound. Can't score. And this time it goes off his hands and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat basketball. 2:58 to go in the game. Thayer up by 15. Alt had a little trouble getting shots to fall now. The Bobcats break the full court pressure again. Andrews going all the way to the bucket. Reverse layup is good. And he's fouled on the drive. That's why he's an all-stater. He attacked Christian Orr, went around him, laid it up with the offhand, spun it in. Foul on Orr will be his second. Andrews now with 14 points and will go line and shoot for the three-point play. Thayer Bobcats back up by 17. And the free throw is up and good for Andrews. 15 for Andrews, 13 of them here in the second half. All-Stater starting to get his game going. Here's Alton with it. Got it to Brandon DeWolf. Outside to Ryland Steele. He penetrates in the lane. Kicks it back outside to Sisco. Fakes the three. Now going to the bucket all the way to the rim. Misses the shot. Orr got the offensive rebound. Puts it back in for Alton. 11 points for Christian Orr. Cuts the lead back to 16. Thayer with basketball and the lead. We're down to 2.5 minutes to go. Gage Pitts breaks the full court pressure on the dribble drive. Feeds it cross court to Andrews. Andrews again. Down to Nicholson. Pulls up the shot. It's good. Keith Nicholson now with 16 for Thayer. And back to an 18-point lead, 56-38 for the Thayer Bobcats. The Alton's only scored 38 points. We're down to 2 minutes to go. Here's Sisco. Pulls up with a shot. No good. Force that one. Rebound, Gates shifts, and Thayer got the ball back, and now a foul in the backcourt on Chandler Cisco, trying to poke it away from Gage Pitch. And that'll be a foul most all the time. Foul on Cisco will be his third of the night. Fair Bobcat will inbound the basketball, up by 18 with a minute 59 to go in the game. Got it in for Burns, or to me, to Andrews. Andrews brings it across the timeline. Gives it over to Burns. Burns over to Grimes in the corner. Back out to Burns. Burns down here midcourt. Double team, steps through it, got the ball down to Gage Pitt, pulls up, baseline jumper.
Good.
Gage Pitt with 9 points tonight. And the Thayer Bobcats lead by 20 with a minute 35 to go. Alton outside, Chandler Cisco fakes the three, moves to the elbow. Trying to pass it down in the corner, is deflected by the defense, and we got a substitution. Corey Miller, Landon Huckabee, and Marcus Cockrum check in the game. Christian Orr, Chandler Cisco, and Brandon Dwarf go to the bench for the Alton Comets. Minute 29 to go in the game. Thayer leads it by 20. Alton to inbound it down under the bucket here. Marcus Cockrum will trigger it in. Looking in the middle. Nobody open there. Brings it up out front. Ball stolen by Grimes. Lane Grimes with a steal. Thayer's got it back. Gage Pitt to bring it up. Thayer now can work on the clock. Andrews gets it at the top of the key, feeds it back out to Fitz, down to Burns, and Burns back out to Fitz. Thayer just playing keep away here. Got it to Andrews. Andrews now attacking the basket. He's going to get fouled on the drive, and he'll go to the line, and we'll shoot two. Foul's going to be on number 30. That is Corey Miller for the Alton Comets. And the 16th foul on the Comets, and Jordan Andrews going to the free throw line. Andrews with 15 points tonight. Well, the Thayer Bobcats looking for number 16. That one is good. 16 for Andrews. He has scored 14 votes here in the second half. And looking to shoot another one. Number 23, the Thayer Bobcats senior all-stater. This one is up, and it is good. So Andrews with 17. That ties him for the game high with Chandler Cisco. Alton coming the other way. Ryland Steele all the way to the bucket. Nice move by Ryland. And the first points of the second half for Ryland Steele. Alton again with full court pressure. Thayer got it up across the timeline. Burns got it to Andrews, who will drive to the bucket for the lay-in. Andrews with 19. Alton the other way. Ryland Steele again going all the way to the basket and score. And Thayer to inbound it here. Lane Grimes inbounds to Burns. Burns working against the defense. Got it out to Grimes. Grimes over to Gage Pitts. 31 seconds to play. Thayer looks like they'll hold it here for the final shot of the game. Andrews with it on the left side. Up to Burns with 24. Burns, little dribble drive out on top. Brings it right side to Grimes. Grimes out to Andrews. Now back to Burns with 16 seconds. Burns right side to Grimes with 13. Lane will hold it there. Cockrum comes out on him. And Lane gives it up to Burns. 6 seconds to play. Thayer Bobcats beginning to celebrate with three. Alton steals the ball here. Shot is up at the buzzer, no good. And that's the end of our ball game. Our final score, 62-42. The Thayer Bobcats have defeated the Alton Comets here on homecoming 22 at the Alton High School Gym. And a dandy ball game here for three quarters. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with your postgame report brought to you by the Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. In just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Fit your late season adventure with a trip to Monty's Outdoors. Shop and save 20% off Under Armour and Smart Wool base layers. Save 40% off Columbia Omni Heat jackets and winter fleece. Save 40% off camo outerwear by Drake, Nomad, and Element Outdoor. And don't forget your boots, Muck and Lacrosse boots. Good.